Hi, everybody. This is Donnie Vaughn of Your School Marketing. Wanted to do this monthly broadcast. We are now entering the month of May. We've all been through pandemic 2020. We're still dealing with pandemic 2021. But here we are at the end of the school year as we get into the month of May. For some of us, we are a couple weeks away from graduation. Others will go a little bit longer depending on your school schedule. But either way, this is a great time of year to not put off marketing your school. And so let's talk about some of those things. I think you'll find in one of our other monthly broadcasts, we talk specifically about graduation. And I want to touch on that just a little bit, but then talk about some other things that you can do during this season. Obviously, with graduation, that is one of the primary things that occurs during this month is you have a chance to celebrate your graduates, those that have come through your school maybe for 1 year, or maybe they've been a lifer at your school and they've come all the way through kindergarten. Either way, you want to use this opportunity through marketing, primarily in your social media, but also on your website. Do some highlights of your graduates, especially those that have come through the system from kindergarten up. Those are great ones to celebrate because it shows the loyalty. It shows the families who have just bought into your school and the message. And those are great things to celebrate. Obviously, you want to celebrate those that maybe just transferred their senior year because maybe they transferred to your school their senior year because they wanted to get more playing time or they wanted to get involved with theater and they were at a big school and they couldn't find a place, but they found a place at your school because it's a little bit smaller. Or maybe they did better academically because of the lower student-teacher ratio at your school than they did at the large school, public school that they had been attending all the way up to their junior or senior year. So either way, there's lots of things to celebrate regarding graduates. You can primarily work on posts about each graduate and where their future takes them, whether it's to primarily a college or maybe a preparatory school or maybe it's the military or maybe they're going to take their skills and get right into the workforce or maybe they're going to go to some kind of trade school. But a lot of them are going to go to college and so you want to highlight that because that's going to be a big thing for those parents who are looking of what kind of academic support are they going to get if they come to your school and what does that look like in the future. And a majority of your graduates are probably going to go on to college. And at that point, that's a good chance to celebrate. Here are all the different universities that are representative by our graduates. Here's how many of our graduates are going on to college. Here's how many of our graduates are receiving scholarships and highlight all that. So you can do a lot through graduation, the graduation lens, if you will, during this month. And you've got a good amount of time. Whether, again, you're graduating here in the middle of the month, you've got a couple of weeks. If you've got a whole month, depending on your school schedule, then go ahead and take advantage of that. And this is one of those where you could do daily posts. Some of you may be a little reluctant to do daily posts, but during a season like this, I think that's an excellent chance to really highlight your graduates. And so by doing that 5 days a week, if you have a larger class, you might even think about highlighting two graduates per day, one in the morning and one in the late afternoon, evening. There's different ways of doing that, but I would certainly look at that. And if you haven't been doing any kind of promotion of your graduates, this is a chance to do it. If you have been, then look at some creative ways to do that. I would also encourage you to use as much video as you can. As we sit here in May of 2021, the more reports that I read and the more reports that Randy reads, video is the primary method of getting the higher level of engagement on social media. And obviously video plays well on YouTube. It plays well on your website. So rather than you can do a simple photograph, a JPEG of your graduate and where they're going to college and how many scholarships they got and all that. But what about considering a video of that student talking about their experience at your school, talking about where they're going to go to college, talking about their scholarship experience that they've had and the opportunities that have been afforded to them. Use that video. And again, it doesn't have to be completely well produced by some major videographer, but more than likely you've got somebody at your school, whether it's a volunteer, parent, maybe even a student who would be willing to put together some video clips, maybe 1 minute videos that you can show on Instagram that could certainly highlight the graduate. So utilize the video method, and also posting photos is also a good thing too. Use that opportunity to highlight those celebrations, which leads me to the next thing. So we kind of talk about graduates a lot. We also want to talk about some of our other celebrations that occur during the end of the year. Certainly you want to look at your valedictorian, your salutatorian. Those are going to come from your graduates, but let's focus on that part of it. Maybe there are some new leaders being developed for your student council. Your student body president for next year is going to be announced. He or she probably needs to do a video talking about their vision that they have for your school. Talk about why that they got selected. Maybe interview some of the students as to why that individual is going to lead the student body. Talk to the head of school as what maybe the head of school and the new student body president together, and talk about the vision that they have for the school going forward in the 2021-2022 school year. So there's always things like that that you could really focus on. And again, video is a great way of doing that. So you can celebrate the upcoming folks that are going to take on leadership roles. There are also a lot of sports in the springtime. I know many schools are finishing up track and field. Some are still in the baseball playoffs. So there's lots of things to celebrate that during this time. You also have some kindergarten celebrations as kids look to, I think we talked about this in the graduation one that we did, I think it was last year. Maybe not look at that as a kindergarten graduation because it kind of symbolizes the end, when really what you want to do is celebrate the kindergarten going now to your first grade. The graduation might end that, hey, this ends their time at your school, like a senior would graduate and now they're going to college. They're not going to be at your school anymore. A kindergartner, yes, you have kindergarten graduation. We've called it that way for years, but maybe think about terminology change to a kindergarten celebration, a kindergarten promotion, as they look to move on to first grade at your school. And that way they can stay in the system of your school and they don't leave after graduation and go back to the public school or something like that. So you're celebrating the promotion of the kindergartners who have worked hard in this first year as they look to move up to first grade and beyond. So those are some celebrations you could look at. I love the idea of celebrating your teachers at the end of the year. We just had, I believe it was earlier here in May, you probably have a Teacher Appreciation Day, a National Teacher Appreciation Day. Well, this is a great opportunity to have your Teacher of the Year Award. Maybe you've already selected that earlier, but this is a chance to focus on that. Again, using video to talk about why this teacher was selected. Interview the students, interview the other faculty members who voted on this. Talk to the head of school as to why they selected this particular teacher to be the Teacher of the Year. I think those are some great things that you could look at doing to celebrate your teachers. Maybe celebrate some of the teachers who might be retiring, if you've got some of those, so that you could talk about their experience. And again, utilizing video to that extent is just maybe a quick, it doesn't have to be a well-produced, it could be, but it also could be a, hey, let me catch you in the hallway with my smartphone out there, and we're going to say, what was your favorite part about teaching at such and such school over all these many years, and get the retiring teacher to explain some of that. That would certainly be good. The last thing I'll kind of close out with would be, this is finals time. There's going to be a lot of people taking finals, and this is where you could have some fun with that. There are some different ideas that you could do with that about maybe get some, when you're talking about contest, you know, if you could do something related to some fun contests related to finals week. Maybe how to get a video series going, or an Instagram poll. How do kids study for finals? Do some of them cram at the last minute? Do some of them spend a week preparing? Do they stay up till 2 a.m? What's the latest somebody stayed up, you know, to do a final preparation? Those kind of things. So have a little fun with that. Obviously, the finals are a serious thing, but you can have some fun with that with your social media as people are getting ready to do finals. And so take advantage of focusing on that. I guess I would throw in as a bonus for the end of the year. This is a chance to really promote the advantages of your school. And so what are some things that your school has done well in 2000 and fill in the blank? 2021 we'll use now. Did your school have a great success in theater, in band, in sports, in academic, in name the different programs? Maybe your debate team went on to state and won. Well, this is a chance to highlight that. Highlight kind of an end of the year. Here are some great highlights from our school, and then use that to promote on your website, on your social media channels, so that those can be used as recruiting tools for next year and even beyond. Those are some things that you think about. I guess that we would just kind of close with, you're trying to think about how to celebrate your school. This is a great opportunity during the month of May, and you want to use every opportunity. Use your photos, use your video, utilize volunteers, however you need to do it. But these are just some ways that you can celebrate your school during the month of May.